Okay, tonight's morale, in Parshas Todos, one of my personal favorite morales. It's actually the first morale that I remember actually learning. I remember exactly where I was and who taught me this particular morale, and it's had a very major impact on not just my love of morale, but the idea itself is a very beautiful idea expressed in the beginning of the Parsha. The Torah tells us how Yitzchak marries Rivka, now, which really happened last week, but the Torah says that Yitzchak was 40 years old, v'kachtois Rivka, and then the Torah tells us who Rivka is, and it gives us a very elaborate, descriptive detail as to who she is. Bas Bisuel, she's a daughter of Bisuel, she's Mipadon Aram, from the city of Padon Aram, and she's Achos Lavan, and she's the sister of Lavan. Now, besides the fact that the Torah gives us all three of those descriptions, which seems to be extraneous, they're all unnecessary, because we know this. This was the entire parsha last week, where the Torah describes in great detail exactly who Rivka is, where she was from, because Avram was very specific where he wanted Eliezer to go. We know who her father was, we know who her brother is, and yet the Torah repeats the whole thing. So Rashi here comments, very famously, Rashi says, the reason why the Torah spent so much time going over exactly who she was, even though we know it, is Lahagid Shivcha, to tell us the praise of Rivka. What a woman she was. Haisa Bas Rasha, she was the daughter of a wicked person. Achos Rasha, she was the sister of a wicked person. Umikoma Anshei Rasha, and her place was filled with wicked people. And despite all of that, having a wicked father, wicked brother, and being surrounded by wicked neighbors, lo lamda mimaseim, she didn't learn from their actions. And so therefore the Torah repeats who her father was, and who her brother was, and where she was from, to tell us her praise that she didn't learn, she was not impacted or influenced by those around her. So says Rashi. The Ral asks the following question. At the end of the day, what are we saying about Rivka? We're saying she doesn't learn from her surroundings. She's not influenced by those. And that even though she's surrounded by wicked people, she didn't learn. Okay, once you told it to me, you told me the idea. What's added by saying her father was wicked? Okay, so I learned. No, her brother too. I know, she doesn't get influenced. Not only that, I know, you just told me the same thing three times, that even though she's surrounded by wicked people, she's not influenced. What's the added value, the praise to her, by delineating each one of the father, brother, people? So that's not all an amazing thing. Says there are three distinct influences, forces that act on a person that would cause or shape or change a person's behavior. Three different forces. The first force, he says, is that of yira, of fear. A person is afraid of getting in trouble, afraid of being punished, afraid of disappointing. And that drive, that there's something out there that I will be punished if I don't do this or behave in such a way, drives a person to action, whether or not it be a punishment from within a family, punishment from the government, punishment from the police, punishment from a authority figure. The force that's acting upon the behavior is fear of getting in trouble. That's one major force. There's a second major force that acts on a person, which is ahava, which is love, which is a desire to be pleasing. Not to stay away from trouble, to be pleasing. I want this person to like me, so I do things that I know they want me to do so that they'll like me. I want them to. You find this often in a high school with the most popular kid. The most popular kid does whatever they do, and everybody else follows after. They want to be like that. They want that person to notice them. They want that person to like them. So there's an element of ahava that drives a person's behavior or changes or shapes or influences their behavior in order that they find favor in someone else or be like that person or be liked by that person. The third influence is simply surroundings. When everybody else does something, without even thinking about it, we begin to do whatever it is that's going on around us because it is normal. That's what everybody else is doing. And we're so impacted by our environment and the norms that our environment creates. And we sort of just do that which we see around us because that's just what everybody is doing. Says the Maral, reread the Rashi with those three influences and you see each level is a new praise to Rivka. Says the Maral, Rashi points out, the Torah says, who was her father? Bisuel. What does a father represent? What influence is that from a father? So it represents fear. Not saying that every father, of course, has to instill fear in their children, but the classic stereotypical element, the representation of the father is the fear of if your father is a wicked person, or in this particular case, if your father does behaviors, acts, whatever it may be, a child will be, the force acting upon the child is do that which your father does because of the fear of whatever the ramifications of that would be. That's a force that acts upon a person. And she wasn't influenced by that. Even though there was such a force acting upon her, she did not become a wicked person like her father. She also had a brother. What does a brother represent? Brother represents, says the Maral, the element of ahava. A person wants to be like their brother. They want to be loved by their brother. There's an element, of course, I know, not everybody, I got it. But it represents the sense of a younger brother looking up to their older brother and wanting to be just like that. I see what my brother does. I want to be part of that. I want to be connected. We're mechubar. We're connected. We're the same. He does that. I want to do that. That's a separate praise to Rivka, that not only did she have a father who was a Rasha, which would act upon her with fear, she had a brother who was wicked, which would act upon her with love. And then the Torah says, she came from Padan Aram. She came from a Makom that surrounded all of the people of the town were wicked. And that's a separate force that acts upon a person just simply because that's what everybody does. You ask somebody why they speak with a certain accent. They don't think about that. It's just everybody here talks like that, so you begin to talk like that. Everybody here does this. That's what we do around here. And she's surrounded by that. That was the norm. That was the default position of behavior. She wasn't influenced by that either. And that, Rashi says, is a shevach. That's a praise to Rivka, who was Bas Pesuel, the daughter of Pesuel, Achos Lavan, the sister of Lavan, Mipadan Aram, and despite all of those different forces acting upon her, she remained a righteous individual, uninfluenced, unaffected by that which was going around it and the different distinctions. Beautiful idea on that, which is the truth is, always to be aware of what's driving our behavior, whether it's being driven by a fear not to be in trouble, driven by love to be liked, or driven by just simply the surroundings that we are in.